Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo OG, just making this little video, but I'm going to do a little bit different because I got to put this up here because I'm going to be doing another video about Neanderthals and the people that like eating bagels. They have funny sideburns and they go ovay. Yeah, I can't put that on YouTube, so that's why I'm putting this one about women in its place. But yeah, check me out on the other channels, especially at Mayor Vengeance Club, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble. I'm on those because I can't talk about this other stuff, so you know. Yes, you gotta be careful here on YouTube because they're very anal and they're very sensitive, so there's certain things I can't talk about. But that's okay, because this video is about how awful women are. So let's talk about that. Check this out. This chick wants to train your boyfriend, huh? Yes, how behaviorism and evolutionary psychology improve your relationships. Yes, they want us to train us like little pets. Okay, so what happens when we do that in return? Is that okay, right? Oh no, but we can control women because they'll make us too commanding, too domineering. We're this, we're that. But no, but what happens when a woman gets all psycho on you? What happens? Well, let's look at the clip coming up, shall we?
Was it worth it? Yeah? Fucking trying to run me over with the fucking car? Huh?
I can save her. Listen, this is all we want. This is all we need. Is that, I mean, do you love me or not? Do you love me? Because if you did, you'd try to put a Dodge Challenger through my back. That's right.
Yes, this is trying to be funny, but the funny thing is, there's actually guys that would want to be with this chick. Yeah, she is pretty and all that good stuff, but she's psychotic. Don't be a fall guy. Don't clean up a woman's mess. Don't be stupid. That's just retardation. But guys think with their fucking pecker. Don't do that. That's how you go and rot. Because this chick could send you to prison. Yeah, there's a lot of things she could do. She could cause you of you know, rape. Rape! You want to be the real rapimon? Nope. You don't want to do that. Because then you get it when you go to prison. And nah, you don't want to do that. Do you really want to have a boyfriend named Bubba? Nah. I'm good. I'll pass.
I dream, please God.
Yeah, even though the last two was a homo, this guy is actually cool. This guy actually dumped this chick for being a skank. Let's give him a round of applause. Yes, bravo, dude. You did very well. You shouldn't take this kind of shit from a female. She's not even that great looking either. Yeah, she has some nice lips. I'm sure she could suck some good cock. But no thank you. She has a big nose and I don't like people with big noses for other reasons. Yeah. Yeah, I know I'm racist. I'm sorry.
Hope you guys are happy. That guy that I really liked, he found out about my job. And he's not okay with it. I guess one of his friends told him. I was just waiting to tell him. Because I wanted him to get to know me, not my persona online. So single forever, I guess.
Yeah, man, you could be like the last guy and have a strong pimp hand, or you could be a little homo like this dude. What do you want? Go up in life going da. Nope, I'd rather not. Yeah, that's what happens, right? Now, remember the Cleveland show? This is a little funny thing. I remember this little scene. It says, "Why is it so important for Roberta to be a virgin, Daddy?" And then Cleveland replies, "If I told you that you could open up a new soda pop or drink one that had 7 penises in it, which one would you prefer?" Well, yeah, I'd rather have the one that has no cock in it. And look at his wife's all fucking glaring at him. Fuck that bitch. Yes, son, don't accept a prostitute. She is a prostitute. Your stepsister's a prostitute. So you be careful and don't get her pregnant, okay, my son? Oops, did I say that? I'm sorry. But I know a lot of you guys will bend over backwards for a vagina. Yes, do not fall in love with these skanks. Because all they do is fuck you up. I know they look good and they feel good, but they're evil. Evil, I tell you. They just hide in a nice pretty frame of theirs. Yes, there's a saying in Spanish about women. It goes something like this. Dos pelos de la panocha jala más que dos mulas. Translated means two pussy hairs pull more than two mules. That means that pussy could do all kinds of shit to get her way. That's what that means. So you better be careful, buddy. It could bite ya. Even though it has no teeth, it does bite, and it bites hard. Women don't care about you for the most part, so you should go out through life just not worrying about them. If you fuck them, cool. If you don't, whatever. You shouldn't try to fuck them. When a woman wants to fuck you, they'll let you know. So don't even waste your time, man. Either follow my advice or don't. It's up to you. Well, anywho, this is Gonzo G saying goodbye. Be the best version of yourself, and goodbye. Laters.
Yo soy Jacinto el Grande. Toma.
Y serás imbécil, Jacinto. Todos mis antepasados son judíos.
¿Ah, sí? Pues mira lo que tengo. ¡Heil Hitler! ¡Ah!